Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan. We got a move-ins and a shake-ins happening in the world of baseball, which usually is the case during the winter meetings. So let's dive into some baseball nuggets. All right, in case you've missed the already news of the day, Kyle Schwarber back to the Phillies on a 5-year, $150 million deal. However, what a huge day for him because he has also officially been announced to the United States World Baseball Classic team. We'd already seen Aaron Judge, Corbin Carroll, Pete Crow Armstrong, Bobby Witt Jr., Cal Raleigh, Paul Skeens. And now you have added a new wave of players, which includes him, Turing, Gunnar Henderson, Will Smith, all on Team USA as well. So, man, what a day for Kyle Schwarber. What a 24 hours for Kyle Schwarber.
Team USA is going to play baseball, man.
That was less inspiring than I hoped.
For the final game.
Okay.
Unless Shohei's on that team.
Okay.
And they're gonna lose.
Well,
from the 2-1-4. Do the Dodgers want a lockout or something to continue to sign every top player? This is just so much BS.
Yeah.
Okay, can you do me a favor and explain how that lends itself to that idea?
Okay.
Because there's...
Yes.
We have some floating feelings
for sure
that it's going to happen.
All right, so everything is coming to a head after 2026. Make no mistake about it. You've seen that in the way some contracts are structured, both managerial and player-wise. And so the thought is that the owners want a hard cap. So essentially they want a real salary cap, not like, oh, if you look at the first apron
because
of the
second. They don't show their books either. So
exactly.
You really, if they had a hard cap, they can put it wherever they want and you have no clue how much they're making.
Exactly. And you know what? If I'm part of the Players Association, that is a very simple quid pro quo. If you even want us to have a conversation about a hard cap, we need to see your books.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And then we can have
a
conversation.
That's where we start. Yeah.
Sure. And I understand businesses can have multiple sets of books. That's a whole different thing that I don't know how to solve right now. But if you take a look and you're like 22 of the teams lost money, then I'm like, okay, well, at least that makes sense. But look, you know how I feel about that. I also think that completely discounts the investment in your team and how much that's gone up. Because look, every single year, feels like Forbes or Fortune or whatever puts out a new article, and every single baseball team, give or take, went up in value like $100 million. So I personally think that whatever you lose in operating revenue totally discounts the amount of investment your like team actually went up. But like that's neither here nor there. And so the thought is is that players are going to draw the line, and they're like, under no circumstances are we going to accept a salary, a real salary cap. And then the ownership group is going to draw their line in the sand and been like, it's gone too far. We have to have a real salary cap for the future of this game. So there is thought that like the irresistible force and the immovable object are coming to a head next year. And that's why this could be the last season of baseball, like full for just a minute.
All because of Tom Hicks and A-Rod.
I mean, look, that doesn't help. Honestly, you know who I think really messed it up to the next level, though, is the Juan Soto deal. Like,
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Soto got more than Shohei, but why? Shohei got all of the money, not only because he's really good, but because he does multiple things. Juan Soto doesn't pitch. He barely even plays in the field. So, like, that contract was stupid, and I think that the Mets are really the ones who messed this up. So what the Dodgers are doing, this just feeds into that, right? Like, you already took one of the best relievers that the Rangers had ever had.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, yeah, we'll give you some money to just be whatever. And now they're going to take in Will Smith after they've already signed all these other people. I know we had conversations about different other free agents on the market that the Dodgers might be able to pick up. And so this is what feeds into it. The idea is that either A, the Dodgers manipulated the salary cap with a deferment of their payments, or B, they don't care about your stupid fake cap and will spend whatever they want. And it's probably mostly B. But like when you see them continue to just sign player after player after player, I get it.
Yeah, they want.
I don't know if I totally agree with a hard cap, but I get what other teams are trying to pitch.
Yeah, and if there is an imbalance in the amount of money you have versus them,
sure,
and they just keep buying it up, and you're like, well, we're never going to have that kind of, the kind of parity the NFL has,
sure,
that makes it interesting at the end of the year, that kind of gives you an idea, then you definitely want that. If you want to see teams have amazing rosters, you can get a couple of teams, four teams that have amazing rosters every year, and they're going to be battling it out at the end of the year.
And that's the issue that I think the Players Association has with owners not opening up their books. Because, like, let's say, I don't know any of this to be the case, but, like, let's say the Brewers and the Rays and whoever else opened up their books and you're like, you made $43 million in profit this year. Like, what are you even talking about? You're just upset because you want to be able to compete while making the same amount of profit. So I think that's the Players Association. Like, open up your books. Show me what you're working with. Because they think that they think that these teams are upset because they want to make as much money and still be competitive. And then they're like, well, you'd still be making a profit if you spent more money. And they're like, but that's my money.
It's my money. That's my premium.
Yeah, exactly. And you're like, well, not really.
I know how you feel about Bill Simmons, the talker. But
Bill Simmons is a wealth of information.
You do love Bill Simmons, the writer.
Yes. The talker is not my favorite.
Here's Bill Simmons, the writer, on Twitter. And I think this sounds very familiar and hits close to home. The Red Sox didn't splurge on Schwarber. It would have ruined their plan to get a hitter in his 30s coming off a major injury on 1 year, $17 million deal who they can waive in August.
Big facts.
Doesn't that hit home?
Yes.
It feels like, oh, yeah, we can get that guy.
So, spoiler alert, if you're wondering what the Rangers are about to do, that exactly that thing that just got laid out is what's going to happen. By the way, and keep an eye out, the Red Sox are another team that I know is interested in Pete Alonso. He's having sit-down meetings with the Red Sox in the Orioles. So, keep an eye out on that. And just, you know, Edwin Diaz is coming off a major bounce back season. He goes to the Reds, and I think that's just another thing that is irritating for people out there in the world.
Yeah,
fans of baseball.
As Rangers fans, we had the 1 year where we went for it.
Yep.
Guess what? We won.
Hell yeah.
It's expensive to go for it.
We're the last non-Dodgers team to win the World Series.
In your face, non-Dodgers teams. But we are used to kind of fielding a team that we're like, you know, they could be scrappy.
Yes.
We do have dominant pitching. I think that might continue if I don't know without Maddux what
actually,
this thing looks like.
You know what? Let's dive into that tomorrow. Okay. And I'm really glad that you said that because the Rangers have started to talk about that. And I think there is a positive development on that.
But I think this can be a competitive team. That's the Rangers' real hope. And Chris Young, if it's competitive, you know he's willing to go add at some point. So we'll see how this works out.
And then, by the way, speaking of the Rangers, they did hire Eric Dorton to add to their cavalcade of hitting coaches. They already, and we had talked about Cintron already, this is the third. He was previously a hitting coach in the minor league organization for the Rangers. So another addition right there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.